This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, May 8th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the Trump administration has reached a proposed settlement in an antitrust case against a data-sharing company for the meatpacking industry that the federal government had accused of helping to drive up grocery prices. Justice Department officials touted the deal in the case as a victory in their effort to reclaim competitive prices in the meat industry and lower food costs for Americans. The case targets AgriStats, an Indiana-based company that collects non-public information from meat processors and shares the data in detailed reports with the industry. Federal government alleged its practices allowed chicken, pork, and turkey processors to inflate prices they charged restaurants, grocery stores, and other buyers who were not allowed to access AgriStats data. Under the proposed settlement, AgriStats would be required to share with U.S. buyers most of the information it collects from processors, according to the Justice Department. Justice is separately investigating potential antitrust violations in the beef processing industry. That followed a request from President Trump to open an investigation into whether foreign-owned meat packers were driving up the price of beef in the U.S. U.S. beef prices have been climbing steadily since 2020. In March, a pound of ground beef averaged $6.70 a pound, 16% higher than a year ago, according to government figures. Drought and a shrinking herd size are given as reasons for the higher price. Cattle prices swung lower yesterday amid rumors that President Trump's meeting with Brazilian President Lula da Silva would result in the dropping of duties on tariffs on Brazilian beef in an effort to lower the cost of beef prices in the U.S. However, since that didn't materialize, CME cattle futures bounced back today. Cash market established yesterday at $3 to $5 higher despite the weakness in futures. The Court of International Trade dealt the Trump administration another policy blow, ruling that a 10% global tariff applied to most U.S. imports is illegal. The case is an amalgamation of the legal challenges brought by two small businesses, Burlap and Barrel, a New York-based spice vendor, and Basic Fund, a Florida-based toy company, and a group of 24 Democratic states' attorneys general. Despite determining that the Trump wielding his tariff authority illegally, the judges granted relief only to Washington State and the companies, meaning that the other companies will likely have to file their own lawsuits. The judges agreed that continued collection of the duties would cause potentially irreparable harm to the companies and the state, the importer plaintiffs, granting them summary judgment and entering a permanent injunction. President Trump unveiled the tariff just hours after the Supreme Court struck down the levies he had imposed under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act in February. Unless Congress intervenes, the duties will expire in the summer, by which time the administration is hoping to have other tariffs in place. Soybean futures at the Chicago Board of Trade led grains higher today, eyes turning toward next week's scheduled summit between President Trump and Chinese leader Xi. Will the U.S. be able to get China to buy more soybeans or more ag products in general? Traders seem pretty optimistic it will happen. That's the word of Corey Brantland of AgMarket.net. A deal coming out of that summit, potentially increasing demand for U.S. soy exports, would be supportive certainly for soy prices. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins today announcing the Department of Agriculture issuing a final rule implementing the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act, restoring whole and reduced fat 2% milk options in the federal child nutrition programs for children and adults ages 2 and older. The rule advances President Trump's commitment to improving childhood nutrition and supporting America's dairy farmers. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A lot has changed in the 8 years since the 2018 Farm Bill was enacted. Keep our food supply strong with a new modern Farm Bill. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.